just a few more halachot in the laws of Shlomo Klevi HaTargum that we're learning. Shulchan Aruch writes in two places, in Kuf Mem Vav and the Nesh Beheh, that if a person wants to read the Shlomo Klevi HaTargum while they're reading the Sefer Torah on Shabbat, it's permissible. Now, even though we learned that you're not supposed to talk during the Sefer Torah, you're not supposed to even learn other material when they're reading the Sefer Torah, but Shlomo Klevi HaTargum is considered Be'oto Anyan, and therefore, according to the strict interpretation, it's okay. However, Maran in Kuf Mem Vav says that it's better to be mahmir, not to really read the Shnai Mikra when they're reading the Sefer Torah, except just to read it maybe once with the Hazan silently. So you're reading with the Hazan at least, and you're not losing the track of the reading. And that's the way Hacham Avadiyah, Alav Shalom, and Yehamedah comes out, Hacham Ben Sion as well, and Ode Tzion Bet, that it's more proper not to read the Shnai Mikra, although from the law it's permissible. But when they're reading the Sefer Torah, better to read it just once with the Baal Koreh. Now, although we learned yesterday that ultimately the best way to read it is the Shnai Mikra and then Ahad Targum, meaning two Pesukim and then one Targum, but Hacham Avadiyah writes in Halichot Olam that if a person, let's say, is pressed for time, and he cannot read it that way, so it would be permissible for him to read it, let's say, once on Shabbat when they're reading the Sefer Torah, then let him read it when he comes home, the Parasha again in its entirety, and then let him read the Targum straight, from beginning to end. So there you have Mikra, Mikra, Targum, which would also be a legitimate way in order to read it. Now we said that the final time that a person can read the Shnai Mikra and Targum, preferably, is Minha on Shabbat. Now, Minha on Shabbat, the Mefarshim explained, means that until after you pray Minha, not the Sha'at Minha. That so long as you didn't pray Minha yet, you're still like a tahira, able to finish the parasha, and you consider you finishing it B'Sibur. Now, of course, B'di'avad we learned that if a person has to go all the way until Simchat Torah, before they read Parashat Bereshit, B'di'avad, he can rely on that opinion, that's still considered that he read the Shnai Mikra B'Hatargum. There is a question, can a person read the Shnai Mikra B'Hatargum B'Laila? Even though there's some opinions that bring down that we don't read Targum B'Laila either because of concerns of the Midot and so on and so forth. However, Hacham Avadiyah Alav Shalom holds that if a person wants to read the Shnai Mikra B'Hatargum even on Friday night, there is no problems and one can do such. The Kaf Haim Palachi brings down that one should be careful when he's reading the Shnai Mahabat Targum not to read it if he's throwing a burden off his back. On the contrary, he should try to read it to understand what he's saying in order to clarify maybe some questions that he would have on the Parasha, that it's really because in order for him to understand it. Now, if let's say you have a teacher in the school that's teaching the Parasha and he read these Pesukim two times during the week, so then already that can be considered as if he read the Shnai Mikra, then he'll be able just to read the Ahad Targum, the one Targum that he does after. The Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Lech Lecha says that while it's preferable to read the Parasha on the Friday, because that's considered a Hakana for Shabbat, but of course, Hacham Avadiyah writes that if you can't read it on Friday, it's better to let him read it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and break it up just so long as he reads it. Now, preferably, it's better, of course, the Ben Ish Chai says not to talk in between. To read it straight through from beginning to end, Beli Hefsek, which means even talking Lashon HaKodesh would be a Hefsek. However, for example, let's say a person is very thirsty when he's reading the Shnai Mikra B'Hatargum. His mouth got dry, so Chavar Vajah is lenient. In that case, if he wants to make a shakol on something to drink, or for example, somebody asks him halakha in the middle of the Shnai Mikra B'Hatargum, he can answer them the halakha, or the Yakut Yosef brings that if they need, let's say, somebody to say the halakha yomit in the middle of the Shnai Mikra B'Hatargum, he has to interrupt, but for Zikui Arabim, that would be okay to interrupt and there would not be a problem. But otherwise, the poskim say, the Kaf Haim brings down, that when a person reads the Shnai Mikra B'Hatargum, he creates an angel. And you don't want the angel to have anything tainted, and the talking in between can Chazal Shalom cause it to be tainted. So you have the Tahila, I want you to try to read the Shnai Mikra in one complete way. Now, of course, the Shnai Mikra B'Hatargum, we said yesterday, is a great segula for long life. Although one should not do the mitzvot only for the you know, the benefits. Once you do it, like the Kafayim Palachi brings down, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, because God wants us to have the Torah fluent in our mouths. Last thing the Ben Ish Chai says in Parashat Lech Lecha is that one should repeat the final pasuk of the parashah twice. He's a bechofrim et pasuk aharon, which is the tradition. So the last pasuk you read, Shnai Mikra, Behat Targum, and then you go back and you read the last pasuk two more times. And some of the custom on Friday that after the Shnai Mikra they say Mizmor Shel Shabbat and Hashem Malach Utlavesh. The Ramah brings down that the custom also is to read the upcoming week's Haftarah. That whatever Haftarah they're going to read, you read it at that time. Because that's time you have to just read the Haftarah once straight. Now, in a case where, let's say, it's Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, you do not have to read the Rosh Chodesh for the Shnai Mikra because you read it already during the Parashat HaShavua. Or for that matter, with Shabbat Parah or Shabbat Shikarim and so on. However, when it comes to the Haftarah, the Bein Ishchai says you should read the Haftarah of the Parashat HaShavua in order that you can catch up with those parashiyot, even though it's Parah or Shekalim or Zakor or whatever it may be, and they're going to read a special Haftarah, but the Shnai Mikra people should read the Haftarah of the Shavua of the Parashah. Last but not least, what do you do when it comes to Parashat Zot HaBeracha? So the Ben Ish Chai says that it's proper to read Zot HaBeracha on Yom Hoshana Rabbah itself.